Life in My Day, written by Cordelia Delane, read by Raven. Summary: Kirk decides that McCoy needs a woman, until he realizes the truth. The bar was full of rowdy Starfleet personnel, all shouting to be heard over the music. That wasn't unusual for a Friday night when everyone had the weekend to worry about the studying they were supposed to be doing, the flight simulations they had to pass, the swaths of facts and figures they had to remember and process. Work hard and play harder was the unofficial motto of this year's intake to Starfleet Academy, and one man in particular had taken it to heart. He was standing in the middle of a gaggle of females, a colorful rainbow of humanoids that were lapping up his every word. McCoy watched him from a secluded table in the far corner, whiskey glass well on the way to being emptied for the fifth time. Watching Jim Kirk work a room really was a thing to behold. Kirk looked over and caught his eye, but McCoy deliberately turned away. He was even less in the mood for Kirk's antics today than usual. Truth was, he hadn't been in the mood for a damned long time, and he had no incentive to change that. Kirk wasn't that persuasive. But he was looking over at McCoy with that mischievous glint in his eye that said quite clearly that McCoy was going to regret whatever madcap scheme he had in mind. "Which one?" Kirk mouthed, before then shouting it out, voice traveling alarmingly well despite the music blasting out of the overhead speakers. McCoy stared into his drink, willing everyone to stop staring at him, for the planet to swallow him up, or maybe for him to go back in time to a moment before Jim Kirk decided that they were going to be best friends. "I hate you," McCoy said as Kirk sat down next to him. "I really, really do." Kirk smiled and handed over a shockingly green drink. "You know you love me, really." McCoy rolled his eye. "What's that, Vulcan blood?" he sneered. Kirk laughed. "I have no idea." He downed his own version in one long gulp, Adam's apple attracting McCoy's attention before he hurriedly turned away. "But it tastes fantastic." McCoy watched him with a raised eyebrow as Kirk then began to choke on the drink before he leaned forward and smacked him very hard on the back. "Thanks," Kirk responded with a thumbs up, his head now between his knees. "Boy, that's got some kick." "I know something else they could do with a kick," McCoy muttered under his breath. But if Kirk had hurt him, he chose to ignore it. The man had, in McCoy's opinion, an infuriating ability to hear only what he wanted. "So Layla, Zhu, and Patricia are all going to Murdoch's. You coming with?" McCoy sighed and finished off his original drink with a grimace before signaling for another one and ignoring the one Kirk had brought over. Kirk shrugged. "All right, your loss." Kirk got up and leaned close to McCoy's ear. "But I'm going to get you laid, one way or another." McCoy gulped, but otherwise didn't respond. Just watched as his friend disappeared out of the bar. "She's totally checking you out," Kirk whispered into the shell of McCoy's ear. McCoy held back a shiver by glaring at Kirk and then down at his tablet. "I mean, will you be quiet?" Uhura growled from two rows away from them. Kirk shot her a look that was both lecherous and annoying and turned back to McCoy. The lecturer at the front of the hall turned one of his eyes on Kirk, and he immediately fell silent, ignoring the gloating looks McCoy and Uhura were shooting him. Kirk had already had more than one run-in with this particular teacher, and he really didn't need to mar his copybook anymore today. He had plans for tonight, and having to repeat the class wasn't one of them. So he very dutifully didn't look up from his notes again until the end of the lecture, which meant he completely missed McCoy's relieved sigh and his wistful looks. But Uhura didn't. "Kirk, a word," Uhura said, stopping him on his way back to his rooms. "Finally," Kirk replied with a smirk. "How about we head back to mine a little?" Uhura slapped him on the arm, hard, and he shut up abruptly. "Hey, be quiet. Here." She handed him over a tablet and then vanished back into the swelling crowds. Confused, Kirk started scrolling through the data. They seemed to be stills from the surveillance cameras at all the bars Kirk had dragged McCoy to lately. "Oh," he said quietly, scrolling more intently now. "Oh." The knock on the door was an unwelcome distraction. McCoy had finally got somewhere with his research, and he really didn't want to stop now. But seeing as whoever was knocking on the door was proving to be particularly obnoxious and not taking his silence for the "leave me the hell alone" it so obviously was, McCoy gave a deep, annoyed sigh and went to open the door. "What are you—" But McCoy couldn't finish his question, as Kirk was pouncing on him, kissing him before he knew what was happening. They tumbled onto the floor, limbs tangling into a knotted mess, until McCoy got the upper hand and trapped Kirk underneath himself. "Why didn't you tell me?" Kirk asked when their mouths finally moved apart. Dazed, McCoy could only stare at Kirk's lips. Kirk smirked. "Yeah, I tend to have that effect on people. But this time, McCoy was shutting up Kirk with a kiss, pressing his body down onto the other man and finally, letting Kirk see what he really felt. And Kirk knew when he was on to a good thing, so he just let McCoy take the lead for now, thankful that he'd been shown what had been in front of him the whole time. There'd be plenty of opportunities for the tables to turn, after all. The end. Thank you for listening. They seemed to be stills from the surveillance cameras at all the bars Kirk had dragged McCoy to lately.